You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi, and welcome to another Money Halakha class. Today we're going to be discussing a further case of something we spoke about earlier. That was in regards to borrowing tzedakah money from a tzedakah box. Today we're going to speak about not borrowing from a tzedakah box, but let's say you find yourself in a case where you actually need to make change with the money in the tzedakah box. Let's say someone comes to the door and you need change and you have a big bill on you, and you know that in your tzedakah box you have smaller coins, or vice versa. You need a bigger bill and you have only smaller coins, so you want to go and put the small coins into the tzedakah box and take a bill out. Whatever the case is, you're just exchanging, you're not borrowing. Borrowing we spoke about in that other class. Refer to that if you want to know the halakha in that case. Now, in regards to this case of switching the money, so we're using the sefer again called Money by Rav Shaul Wagshaw, and he brings over here that, like we said before, that there's two different types of tzedakahs. There's general tzedakahs, and there's tzedakahs which have actually been gave a designation to the tzedakah, and there's actually a name of a tzedakah on it, like there's an organization and the money is going to that organization, as opposed to general tzedakahs which you haven't decided what you're going to do with it. Some people have just a tzedakah box, they put tzedakah and they didn't decide what they want to do with it. So again, that's going to be the question over here. Is there a difference or not? So he brings over here that actually there is a question of whether or not you are allowed to use designated money or not. For sure, money that is general, you are allowed to switch with. The question is when it's designated money, you're allowed to switch with. So he says some say yeah, and some say no. So I spoke to Poisek about this as well, and he said that in general, today, nowadays, it is okay, and you would be able to switch money, even if it's a designated tzedakah box that already has a name of a tzedakah that the money is going to. There is a difference between this case that we are saying right now and the case we said last time about actual borrowing. When I am switching money, there is no borrowing. So therefore, when you put the money back, after you switch the money, you never borrowed. And if you never borrowed, then there's no problem of interest. So therefore, when you do switch money, many people like to give extra money. And in that case, you can actually give the extra money right then and there when you do the switch. You don't have to delay or do anything like that because there is no borrowing going on. Thank you very much.